Thank you. Well, thank you and welcome. We're here today to honor a man who's known by many as one of the greatest players in Negro League history. To others, as a pioneer in the advancement of racial equality, and to all who had the great privilege of meeting him, one of the most genuine, selfless human beings they'd ever met. It's not often that we can refer to somebody as legendary, but that adjective has found its place in front of Buck O'Neill's name time and time again. And today, as we induct him into the Hall of Famous Missourians, we do so with the intent of preserving the legend of this great man, and so that this story and his story will be shared by generations to come. It's fitting that we do so for Buck, who spent his life doing the same, preserving the history of the legendary tales associated with the game that he loved, and the exploits of many players whose stories might otherwise go untold. Buck was a man who put other people first. And even though he could tell tales of his accomplishments, whether it be winning a batting title, leading the Kansas City Monarchs to Negro League titles as a manager, or becoming the first African American to be a manager in the major leagues, Buck spent far more of his time sharing the stories of the great players that he was fortunate enough to know. Whether it be the stories of Satchel Paige or Cool Papa Bell, Buck found a way to share his love for the game with all that crossed his path, and with it helped preserve the chapter of our history that may have otherwise been forgotten. He traveled around the country and told tales of great players that many Americans never had the good fortune to see. But he also shared with the American people the unseemly truth about racism that forced these great players to live in the shadows of the game. It was exceptional individuals like Buck who were able to break through the barriers of racial inequality in the Major League Baseball, but more importantly, in life. He's a man who was loved and revered by all that met him, and his genuine nature gave him a platform from which to speak that caused people to listen. This is what Buck was all about, making sure we never forget the stories of the game, and more importantly, the great individuals at the center of those stories. It takes a great man to put the wants and needs of other people's ahead of his own, but Buck O'Neill was a great man in every way. As an athlete, he was one of the greatest players to play the game, but as a person, he truly deserves to be enshrined as the greatest of all time. So today, let's tip our cap to this man who lived life with a passion that was simply inspiring. And let's honor him in place of our Hall of Famous Missourians, because there is no doubt that he belongs here among the greatest citizens in the history of our state. Now, when we look back on past speakers, we're measured in many, many different ways. I'm not sure how I will stand up in many criteria, but if I'm measured by the quality of people that I induct into Hall of Famous Missourians, there's no doubt in my mind that I will be at the top of the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. We have some folks who are here today that represent baseball and Major League Baseball and the museum, and we also have a very special guest, and Mr. Frank White. So I wanted to at least give him a moment to come up and say a few words, and then we'll get into the other speakers. And folks, we're right at the place we're supposed to be in this program. And I appreciate each and every one of you for your patience. But isn't this a wonderful program so far? Isn't it? I'm very happy to be here. And Mr. Frank White, let's welcome him to the dais. Frank White.